yesterday's daf, Gemara told a story, Shaneimo, and one of the stories that the Gemara told was that Rabbi Yochanan was once darshening to his Talmidim, and he said, "Asir Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahavi avonim toivos umargolios shem shloishim al shloishim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu one day is going to bring avonim toivos umargolios that are going to be 30 amos by 30 amos. The choikik ben eser al eserim, he's going to engrave an area that's 10 by 20 umamidam b'shari Yerushalayim. And there was a Talmud that heard this and he started laughing. Liglo all of Oisei Talmud, he said, "Hashto kebeyasa the tzitzlo loy mashkechinan. I've never seen stone in a tiny size." It's impossible that this is going to happen. The Yomim, sometime later, that Talmud was traveling at sea. And he saw mamish what Rabbi Yochanan said was going to happen. And he started a conversation with the Malachi Asharis. He said, "What's this all about?" He says, "Oh, it's all for the Shari Yerushalayim." So when this Talmud, who initially had scoffed at what Rabbi Yochanan told him, saw that, yeah, it's real. So Asal Kami de Rabbi Yochanan, he goes to his Rebbe, Amalei, and he told him, "Droish Rebbe, l'chan no'a lidroish, kasha amarto kein ro'isi." Rabbi Yochanan heard this, he said, "Reika, you empty person, il mole ro'is aloi hamanta." What? My shir, you didn't believe, but your eyes, you do believe. Melagleg al divrei chacham emate, you're melagleg al divrei chacham em nosan ein of boy, v'nasa gal shal atzomis. He looked at him in a funny way, and he became a Gal Shal Atzomis. If you look at the Maseres Hashas, this is not the only place you find this inyan of Nosan Ein Aboy V'Nasa Gal Shal Atzomis. And this seems to be some superhuman kayach that tzaddikim and our Gemara, the great Rabbi Yochanan had, that they could look at someone with those piercing eyes and the person literally becomes a heap of stones. All the lechus of his body is gone, like Atzmas Yosef, and all you are a bunch of Atzomis. And obviously, this is an inyan that's above our pay grade. But I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I found in the Torah from the Chassam Sofer. And he brings this from his Rebbe, the Hafla. The Chassam Sofer says this in Torah's Moshe, in Parshas Vayishlach, in the context of the encounter between Yaakov and Esav, which is right in the beginning of the Parsha. And it's also in the Drushim Va'agodois, Daf Kuf Membez. It's a long drasha that the Chassam Sofer said, the drasha is called Ertz Tzadikim Yismach, and he brings this inyan b'shem his Rebbe Dafla as well. Dafla said that we know Chazal say it's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph Asur L'Estakel B'fnei Rasha. A Yid's not allowed to look at a Rasha. So Dafla said, why are you not allowed to look at a Rasha? He said, because when you look at something, you're Moishech, you schlep a little bit from what you're looking at into your being, into your essence. When you look at, it doesn't matter what you're looking at, everything, davar mutter, davar asa. When you look at something, what you see now becomes like a photograph inside your metzias. It now becomes part and parcel of you. And it's for that reason, said the Hafla, also lehistakel b'fnei rasha, mishum shemoyshech olam nitomasai. Because if you're going to look at a rasha, you're going to schlep a little bit from the tomb of the rasha, and that's going to become part of you. We know when it comes to a tzaddik, Chazal say, "V'hoyu einecha royes es meirecha." Said the Hafla, because it's the antithesis of that. When you look at a tzaddik, what happens? When you look at a tzaddik, you're going to be moishech from the kedusha, and as a result, you're going to become more kaddish. So usually, when you talk about what you are allowed to look at, what you're not allowed to look at, it's more in the context of arayas. It's more in the context of taiva. There's an inyan that whatever you look at, doesn't matter what it is. You look at a davar shel toma, you're moishech toma. And if you look at a davar shel kedusha, you're moishech kedusha. And that's the yisoid of asur lehistakel b'fnei rasha. But the Hafla said as follows. The Hafla said that we know that every toma really has in it a nitzitz of kedusha. Because if it didn't have a nitzitz of kedusha, it wouldn't be able to exist. It would dissipate. It would be gone. It would become toyu v'vayu. Tuma can exist without Kedusha, which means that every Tuma, and really every Rasha, L'chaira, has in him some level of Kedusha. Because if it doesn't have some level of Kedusha, then Memela, it wouldn't be able to exist. So said the Hafla, if you have a Yid that's a Tzadik Gomer, that Tzadik Gomer who doesn't have to be worried that maybe he's going to somehow be mushba from the Tuma that he's looking at. And Fakir, he's able to pick and choose. He could be Boyer Torah, the Oichel Mitaych Soilus of what it is that he's looking at, he could look at a Rasha. You know why? Because when he looks at the Rasha, he's not going to be Moshech the Tumah. You know what he's going to be Moshech? He's going to be Moshech the Nitzitz of Kedusha. Said the Afla, that's the soy that you find in Shas of Nasa Gal Shal Atzomis. That there were times that Tzadikim would look at a Rasha and all of a sudden they became a Gal Shal Atzomis. You know what happened? Because by them looking, they were Moshech, but they weren't Moshech the Tumah of the Rasha, of the Reka. What they were Moshech was, they were Moshech the Kedusha. And because they were Moshech the Kedusha, so it's for that reason there was nothing left. And if there was nothing left, if they literally, Vayinatzu es Mitzrayim, there's no Nitzotzes there at all, then Memela, you're going to end up becoming a Gal Shel Atzamas. And that's that Oymek of Nasal of Gal Shel Atzamas, because he's schlepping everything out. If you think about it, it's a little bit counterintuitive. Because usually when you think of the gaze of a tzaddik, the Nasa of Gal Shel Atzamas, you think that the tzaddik is imposing something. It's just the opposite. It's not Mesira, it's Meshicha. He's not giving you something. He's taking from you. He's not some spell that all of a sudden, boom, through some Mechvesnesh, these weight. No, that's not what it is. It's Meshicha. He schleps out in the Tzoytzes of Kedusha. And it was for that reason this person in our sugya and all these different people throughout Shas are just turning into humps and mounds of atzamis. It's because the last nitzos was taken away from them. How does this come into Parshas Vayishlach? So the Chasam Sofer Kedarka says a davar nifla. He says that Yaakov Avinu was going to meet Esav. Before he met Esav, what did he do? He sends him a mincha, right? Vayishlach Yaakov. We know what he did. He sends him a mincha. The pasuk says, Ki Omar, Yaakov Avinu said, Achapro ponav b'mincha, ha-hoyleches lefanoi. Let me give him a gift. Va'achre kein ere ponav ula yisa ponoi. So the Chasam Sofer has some diktukim and the psukim ayin sham. But the punchline that the Chasam Sofer says is as follows. He said that Yaakov Avinu was about to meet Esav. And he was afraid to meet Esav. The reason he was afraid to meet Esav is because, just like the Ovis, we know, are the Merkava to the Shechina, Esav was the Merkava for the Samech Mem, the Shoyne Azov Shalach Sam Sofer. And because he was the Merkava for the Samech Mem, he knew the amount of Tumah that was Shoyra and that was residing over Esav was Mamash Nat Shayach. And it's for that reason he was Pashid afraid to look at him. He was afraid that he was going to somehow be Moshech Tumah. And he says, even though there's a Nitzitz of Kedusha, but he wasn't even sure how much of that nitzitz was left. And as a result, he was afraid that he was going to be Moshech Sam Tomo. And because he was going to end up being Moshech Tomo, it was Vayira Yaakov. He was very, very afraid. So what did he do? He sent him a mincha. Why did he send him a mincha? So he says, it's Yadua, that Arizal said, the pasuk says, Vayilakit Yosef es kol hakesef, that there was a hunger in the world, and Yosef starts gathering, he starts amassing this great fortune from all over the world. And it's Yadua that Arizal said, what was the oymek? He said, the oymek was because Yidden came into Mitzrayim to be a Vayinatzu as Mitzrayim. They had to take the Nitzoytzes of Kedusha out of Mitzrayim, right? That's why you can't go back to Mitzrayim because there's no Nitzoytzes left anymore to take out. But before the Yidden came to Mitzrayim, the Ibishtha wanted that there should be Nitzoytzes from different places. So like this, you'll have Nitzoytzes from different places in the world. So when the Yidden are Vayinatzu, they're not just taking out the Nitzoytzes of Mitzrayim, they'll be able to be Masakin a lot of the Urech HaGolos by taking Nitzoytzes that came from different places. And that's the Oymik of Vayilakid Yosef is called Kesef, because like this, he took the tzoytzes from all the different arotzes, so the Yidden could be vayinatzu. They could take not only the tzoytzes of Mitzrayim, but they could take the tzoytzes from the ganze Welt. So the Chasam Sofer said, you see from here, Dove Noira, you see from here that a person's money can represent his essence. And through his money, there could be a hemshech of his netzoytzes. If the netzoytzes of all these arotzes came to Mitzrayim through Vayelakit Yosef as kol hakesef, zois meres, licked in the geld von a mensch, the netzoytzes von a mensch. Ad kidei kach, that when Yosef is malakit, all the netzoytzes, he's being malakit, all the kesef, he's being malakit, all the different netzoytzes. Now, if this yosoyt sounds familiar, this is what we spoke out recently from Shuab Shlita, from the Goyen, this Indian, that's why Kinyan Kaspay of a Koyen is allowed to eat truma, and that's why Tkuma Hoysaloi with regards to Vayokum Ste Ephraim, because a person's mumin, a person's rechush becomes part of his essence. And you see it in this Arizal, says the Chasam Sofer. Vayilakit Yosef is kol hakesef, shebozeh likei kol ma shenoflu nitzoytzos. He was able to be malakit the nitzoytzos. So Yaakov Avinu has to meet Esav. He's going to have to look at him. He's afraid to look at him because he doesn't want to be Moshech Tumah. And he's not sure how much Netzaitzis they are. So you know what Yaakov Avinu did? He said a Chabad patent. He gave him a Matana. By Yaakov Avinu giving a Matana, he's taking some of his Netzaitzis, which is Kedusha. Which is Kedusha. He's the Merkava to the Shechina. And he gives it to Esav. So now when he looks at Esav, you know what he's going to be Moshech? He's going to be Moshech back to Kedusha. He's going to take it back. That's the Pnimius. That's the Soyud of what's going on over here. Ki Omar Achab Reponov Bamincha Ha'oileches Lefonoi Va'achre Kein Ereponov Ula Yisapone. And like this, maybe I'll be able to get out of this whole mess. I'll be able to fadin this whole situation. That's the oimik, that's the soy that's going on over here. Whatever a person looks at, it makes a roishim on his essence. If it's tumma, it's tumma. If it's kedusha, it's kedusha. Everything in the world is tumma, it's tahar, it's kadosh, it's chulin. Everything falls into a bucket. And regardless of what a person looks at, it makes a hashpa on that person. And that's the yesoid of Asal Estakel B'fnei Rasha. That's the yesoid of Ahoyu Einecha Royois Esmeirecha. And that, Chasam Sofer brings B'shem Rabbi Hagadol Daflo, was the oimik of Nasa Gal Shel Atzomus, that the tzaddik was able to be moshech, and there were times that they would be moshech the nitzitz of Kedusha that the Rasha has. And when you do that, it's Nasa Gal Shel Atzomus. We're going to stop here. That's Hashem. We left some raid on the table, which means we're going to have to refer back to the Agadot of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana again. Bez Hashem tomorrow.